Cruise to Victory. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. 2017 UConn Quest champion Matt Hall bested last year's winner Hugh Neff to the line by 7 hours yesterday. As KUAC's Molly Reddick reports, Hall enjoyed an easy run over the race's last 150 miles after his closest competitor Brent Sass scratched from the Quest Sunday in Central.
Matt Hall mushed into a crowded finish chute and under a golden banner in downtown Fairbanks Tuesday, just in time for lunch. For the first time in 10 days, he didn't look tired. Neither did his 10 dogs. To get there, they had traveled nearly 1,000 miles together, through jumble ice, rocky summits, and 70-degree temperature swings. They passed the remote Yukon town where Hall grew up and the town where he lives today. At 25 years old, Hall is the second youngest musher to win the UConn Quest in its 34-year history. That's partly because he's been mushing since he was four. His parents have a homestead 6 miles downriver from Eagle, where they run a trap line and do dog tours. Hall was on a sled by age two and was driving his own dogs a couple years later.
Wagging your tail, Koyak.
At the end of the chute were his parents, with pride shining on their faces. The UConn Quest is a Hall family tradition. His dad, Wayne, ran the race 3 times, and his mom, Scarlett, has run the Eagle Checkpoint for 20-some years. When Hall was little, he would sleep in a box of souvenir T-shirts.
He'd look out the windows till the team came, and then he'd race out and do whatever little chores they'd give him to do.
Hall learned to mush on the trapline trails of the Yukon River, and he wasn't always interested in racing. When he was a teenager, his dad recruited him to do 100-mile training runs.
And when it was over, he'd say, "I'm never going to do this. I hate it. I'm not ever going to do this." And I said to him, "Well, when you run your first race, when it's over, you will do it." And he says, "No, I'm not."
There was another family member waiting for him, too. A soft, tricolor dog named Keeper, who Matt has built his entire team around.
Oh, Keeper. There he is.
He dropped the 8-year-old dog in Dawson because he couldn't quite keep up and handed the team over to a lanky, orange and white dog named Anchor, only 2 years old, who led him to victory.
Everything he's seeing right now is a new adventure for him. And then with his mentality and his drive to be up there, that going together is just turning him into an incredible lead dog.
Hall won with a combination of great dogs and a bold strategy. He banked a lot of rest in the first half of the race. Then, after leaving his hometown, he did a 16-hour run on the Yukon River to catch up with leader Brent Sass. He said it was his one chance to make a move.
That long run we did was right out of home, right out of Eagle there. So as I always say, and you know, it's very true, the dogs feed off of you, and when you're kind of at your highest is when the dogs are gonna do the best. And
Hall ran neck and neck with the Eureka Musher as they crossed from Canada into Alaska, hours ahead of everyone else. But Sass scratched from the race outside Central when two of his dogs collapsed unexpectedly. The dogs were okay, but the event left Hall at the front of the pack, alone. Hall beat 3 UConn Quest champions, including mushers he used to watch as a kid. Hugh Neff came in 7 hours later in second place. The 49-year-old veteran said he remembers meeting Hall when he was just 8 years old at a sled dog race in Eagle.
In the middle of the race, I decided to give him my cooker, not realizing that, 17 years later, he'd be cooking me up for dinner.
He said it was exciting to watch the young musher come of age.
Hopefully I'll be able to hang with him in the future, because he's definitely got a bright one.
While some finished in Fairbanks on the 11th day of the race, others were still working their way through the mountains. At the UConn Quest finish in Fairbanks, I'm Molly Reddig.
Following Hall and Neff across the finish line overnight were Alan Moore, Paige Drobny, and Ed Hopkins. Torsten Konert and top rookie Catherine Keith are on their way between the last checkpoint at Two Rivers and the finish line and expected in by midday. Jesse Royer and Ryan Olson are next, with 6 other mushers grouped at Central for the climb over Eagle Summit. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 UConn Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.